Good afternoon.
How is your life?
Good morning.
Is life good?
What is up, neighbor?
What's your neighbor?
Magali is a missing girl.
Which the Holy Spirit brings from the Father. When he sends his angels and he serves us.
Amen.
You want to use this time for a few minutes? And we move on to know concerning the offerings. The offerings and the tithes.
Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus so much. And we studied much on this issue. To reaching us is fasting an offering of God. Is it a sacrifice or not?
Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus.
But
like we had in Psalms 51, that the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the rightful fasting, we've gone to break our hearts and to get contrite. But when we came seeing, we ended up seeing the pattern of the devils, which Jezebel leads.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we heard where we're in 1 Samuel
14,
when he commanded the Israelites to fast, when he had an evil spirit that had captured him, and he troubled the nation so much. His son Jonathan, when he had the spirit of the Lord, he said that the father has caused a lot of distress to Israel. For the people fasted and even got eyes blinded.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
God was faithfully passed through Jonathan to redeem them. And just as we are going to be here in this generation, to redeem the many who have been caused to fast in the fasting of the devils. And we heard in Kings, in 1 Kings 21, where Jezebel caused people to fast.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Now
we must be careful, for there is a fasting of the devils of grabbing others' possessions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Or of being given from the devil. For he, God,
speaks
in Matthew 10 from verse 7 to down. And he says,
that
go preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and heal the sicknesses, raise up the dead, you cast out demons, freely you've been given, you too freely give. Now we saw many times they give in the Holy Spirit. They didn't base on to anything to give God, that they get the power to work miracles. But that those who work for evil powers, those spoken of in Jeremiah 23, from verse 9 unto 10, that the prophets and the priests are evil. Their ways are not good, and their power is not good.
Now
there are people who pass through fasting to get the powers of the devil, and they give different sacrifices to him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But those people, they can cause their colleagues to fast for years close to 70 and above, like we had in Zechariah 7. People who fasted 70 years and God never minded them. For the fasting they were into was not of God. It was of the devils. But they reached and they asked themselves the question, should we move on with this fasting or not? But the word of the Lord answered them, that when they fasted, they never fasted for him at all. Praise Jesus. The truth is like that. That there are things which cannot go away except there is prayer and fasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what we have to ask, what kind of fasting. Now, as we've grounded up the fasting of the devils, we want to see of the fasting God commanded. And after we see the fasting led by the Holy Spirit,
then
and we also see the free will fasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And then we understand what he was meaning. That there are things which cannot go away. Let's step when there is prayer and fasting. That we don't go onto any fasting following it. And we try to think it's the sacrifice we can give God to give us. For many people, they have been fasting in that form of fasting. And they say, that they told them they're born again to get something from God. They're supposed to be within that fasting. Even that to clothe power from God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
As we begin the fasting God commanded. Matthew 17:21. God speaks like this.
Matayo esula ya 17 n'olunyirwa 21.
Matthew 17:21.
Na ekyo ka ekyengeri eno tekiyinza kuvaawo awatali kusiiba na kusaba.
Waliwo ebintu ebyengeri.
There are some type of things which cannot go away except people have fasted and prayed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But in that way, after telling us this word, we asked him in Luke 11, and we told him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he told us there, our Father in heaven, when we pray, let's know he's the only Father we pray to. Allow us be your name.
And
he told us, let's think of repenting and aligning ourselves.
Works
which you have done, which are not of God. And
they
cause his name to be scorned in nations. And he told us, thy kingdom come, and he tried to tell us of the Holy Spirit to come and lead us. For in Matthew 12:28, he said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has already come. Now the coming of the Holy Spirit was to bring the kingdom of God. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
And
what is done in heaven, let it be done on earth.
There
we ask, if the Spirit has reached his kingdom, enlighten us things of heaven and we begin to do them. That prayer is broad indeed.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. And when he said, give us our daily food, we are two forms of people. Or we have two forms of bodies. The inner man who eats the word of God, and the outer man eating the physical food.
In
both we are to ask them as daily food.
So
that prayer was broad and we needed to look into it.
Forgive
us of our sins as we forgive them who
yes,
give us to us. Praise
you
God. You had to think how many times I have to forgive your brethren.
Then
you are accepted God to forgive you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And lead us into temptations,
but
deliver us from there. Truly God doesn't take us into
temptations.
We person is tempted by their own desires.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But still, God can help you go into that temptation.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Now we thank him, he told us that. But we did ask him immediately that then this form of fasting is of what time? Though he had already told us that form. But in the other way, even though we had not asked it here and he had not answered it, he, the Holy Spirit, moved on to gather whatever we need.
Of. kyawandikwa mu Isaiah
34:16.
Mu kitabo kya Mukama tusome.
The Lord in the book of the Lord and reads.
Kubanga omwoyo wa Mukama yakunga.
For the Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu basoma onyo lwabiri mwe mu Matayo.
Paul read Matthew 21.
Matthew 7:21.
But they forget Matthew 7:20.
If
it is the main ingredient taking us to know how we shall fast. Let's read Matthew 17:20.
Nabagamba nti olw'okukkiriza kwammwe okuba okutono. Kubanga ddala mbagamba nti singa mulina okukkiriza okwenkana ng'akaweki ka kalidaali. Bwe muligamba olusozi luno nti vaawo, vaawo wano, genda wali, kale luligenda. So singa tewali kigambo kye mutayinza. Naye kyokka eky'engeri eno tekiyinza kuvaawo awatali kusaba na kusiba.
Kakati yabagamba.
Now we told them.
Nti singa mubadde n'okukkiriza.
If you had faith.
Mwandibadde ebintu bino nga mwogerako mubigamba bugambi bive wano.
You would have spoken with this to go away from here.
Era tewandibadde okibalema.
And there wouldn't have been anything failing your way.
Naye namana agamba olw'okuba mulina obunafu.
But he told them because you have weakness.
Nkale okusiba n'okusaba bibayambeko.
Let fasting and prayer help you.
Naye yali asoose n'atugamba nedda. Ebintu mwandibadde mubisobola byonna singa mubadde n'okukkiriza.
Said you would be able to handle all things if you had faith. Which is like a mustard seed.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That we would have done all things. Nothing would have failed on us. Because you don't have that faith. Go into praying and fasting. You have understood the ingredients. Go to tell
these
people enter fasting and prayer. And their faith was low. Very low. But the person, after they get the rightful faith, they don't need to go into fasting and prayer.
He
just speaks, get away from there. You mountain, lift
up.
You devil, go in the name of Jesus. I send angels of these angels. Now where the problem came? They didn't read, never mind it. And we went on to struggle with the endless praying. Jesus prayed how many times? Cast the demon or heal a disease. He came out when the faith was much. Repeat that verse. People don't want to keenly look at things. But the Lord told us in Jeremiah 23:18, who has sat in the counsel of God's word and they heard and marked these words. Let's first repeat this verse. In Matthew 17.
Nabagamba nti olw'okukkiriza kwammwe okuba okutono. Kubanga ddala mbagamba nti singa mulina okukkiriza okwenkana ng'akaweke ka kalidaali. Bwe muligamba olusozi luno nti vaawo wano genda wali, kale luligenda. So singa tewali kigambo kye mutayinza.
Singa tewali kigambo kye mutasobola. Okukkiriza kye kyandibadde ekikulu wali.
Faith would have been the major thing here.
Wanga yali agambye.
For he had said. If you had this form of faith, all things would have been able to handle
it.
Faith is low.
Now,
these are those kind to help yourselves through prayer and fasting. It came from what that word? That word came from verse 19. Now we read from down to
earth.
Our ignorance which has been on us for a long time. You know, people say
we
would have read the Bible getting downwards, but now we are studying it and reading it getting upwards. For many verses we are left up which we never laid our hearts to.
When the devil
wanted to put us in captivity of fasting and praying endless.
Matthew 17:19. Awo abayigirizwa nti abayigirizwa ne bajja eri Yesu kyama ne bagamba nti kiki ekitulobedde ffe okuyinza okumugoba.
Baali bagoba dayimooni n'eremera.
They were casting a demon, it refused to go.
Ne bamubuuza naye Mukama.
They asked him, Lord,
kiki engeri bwe kiti kyekigaanidde?
How has it failed on us?
Yes, we have
expressed
Jesus.
Amen. This kind has refused. He told them, your problem is faith. If you had faith, you would have commanded anything, even a mountain to shift. And
there
wouldn't have been anything failing your way. But he told them, things of that kind, you will now go into fasting and prayer. You would
not
just speak to them. We have no power to speak to them. Seek it through praying and you seek it for power. That is a journey there. Prophets and initial apostles never prayed so much.
Power.
They just spoke, live here. It's not going to rain for 3 years. And it never rains.
But
this is our generation.
We
stopped the rain to fall down. You would have prayed for a week for that. Stop a rain not to fall for a week.
And
we are going to make a crusade.
But first
enter the ground. And you move around prayer walking. And you
seek
and you stop the rain not falling. Now the
foolishness.
You stop the rain to fall. There is
the
edge of water. Are you binding and stopping him? Because you had the word. Angel of rain. Revelation 16. Shift the clouds to elsewhere. Because you don't know you be
as
if the devil's rain causing you to rain. You see the troubles there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Why
have
we gone here that we may see?
Things
troubling us under the sun.
We
have come from our ignorance.
As this
ignorance to trouble the children of God.
The woman complained.
Let's move up to verse
17.
He said, now we are reading the Bible moving upwards.
Matthew 17:17. Yesu n'addamu n'agamba nti, mwe ab'emirembe egitakkiriza emikyamu, ndituusaawa okubeera nammwe, ndituusaawa okubagumiikiriza, mumundeetere wano. Yesu n'amuboggolera, dayimooni n'amuvaako, omulenzi n'awona okuva mu kiseera ekyo.
Yagamba naye bannenzi nkooye abantu abatakkiriza.
Them I'm tired of people who don't believe. This believing, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Elisha
did things how?
Now
and you say, yes, I believe this God. As he was moving, he met these people which are in the villages
marked,
and they laughed at people falling. The children laughed at his bald head. He said, let this come and eat them up. And he busted. No. Jesus says, I am tired to bear generations which never believe.
And
Jesus
has
bared us for a long time.
No,
you pray the same prayer today, the next week, you don't believe it reached the Lord.
Every time
you think fasting gives you things. God is tired on your side, is tired of you. And you feel it has reached the Lord. You think God
has
forgiven you? Yes, he heard your prayer. Generation of people never believe.
The
scriptures, you read them. That Jesus,
he
was moving and made people that take it there to bury them.
You see,
carry your bed and walk.
Yes,
we found Jesus is there, pastor, and I raise you up. Nothing like that. And someone is doing his his healing and is like doing this gymnastics.
Scriptures.
What do they say? But the madness. You know what things we do. You decided to do what you want. Now to do what for you?
You will
bribe him with fasting. Did you refuse to believe?
Yes, we
have. Praise Jesus.
And could you somehow?
You know we are reading it getting upwards.
Matthew 17:14. Bwebatuuka eri ekibiina, omuntu najja gyali n'amufukamirira ng'agamba nti, Mukama wange, musaasire omwana wange, kubanga agwa musaasire omwana wange. Kubanga agwa ensimbu zimubonyabonya nnyo, kubanga emirundi mingi ng'agwa mu muliro era emirundi mingi mu mazzi. Ne muleetera abayigirizwa abo ne batayinza kumuwonya. Yesu n'addamu n'abagamba nti, mmwe ab'emirembe egitakkiriza emikyamu, ndituusaawa okubeera nammwe, ndituusaawa okubagumiikiriza. Mumundetere wano.
I'm tired of bearing you, but bring the child. Unbelieving generations. Faith in Romans 10:17. Comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Now the people who come here and they wait for us, lay hands on them. Fire.
But we have always started
angels who do what? They don't want to believe that.
You
used to knock your heads every time. That's why you no have wisdom in you.
Every time
you
don't
do prayer, beat them up your head. That's why churches of the wizards. You're getting dizzy. They're casting a demon from you. Believe, go and walk moving. They can't take that. It's a battle to reach them. They got foolish, they gave up on faith. Now they're in
position.
God will come from heaven today.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. Now let's go down slow. Now we are getting
down.
You know, you had to first move up, understand the entire beginning, and get down now.
Tukire. Mateo sura ya 17 olunyiro 18.
Matthew 17:18.
Yesu namubogolera daimoni namuvaako omulenzi naawona okuva mu kiseera ekyo.
Yesu nakola ki? Namubogolera.
Jesus parked there.
Yaddawo nakola obujogoli.
He make funny gymnastics there.
Oli gobera naye gyobadde ng'osabira.
They are present been going there, they pray for you there like that. They are just like demons.
Where
those streaks from?
What
prophet moved in those streaks of healing? Which apostles among them?
You
know that the acts of the apostles and prophets.
The
false prophets.
Matayo sura ya 17 olunyiriri 18 19. Abayigirizwa ne bajja eri Yesu kyama ne bagamba nti kiki ekitulobedde ffe okumugoba.
Mainde babimbuulize eri mu lwatu baali
baswadde.
Umusajja abagenda okuwonya omwana omulema.
As the man is going to heal a lame child.
No,
and you see him bent, struggling with a child. He's about to break his ribs.
Nagwa neri.
And he falls.
Nogama ne. Katunda amanyi matono.
God, is he weak to that extent? And you get so surprised. Let's read.
Matthew 17:19. Awo abayigirizwa be ne bajja eri Yesu kyama ne bagamba nti kiki ekitulobedde ffe okumugoba. N'abagamba nti olw'okukkiriza kwammwe okuba okutono. Kubanga ddala mbagamba nti singa mulina okukkiriza okwenkana ng'akaweke ka kalidaali bwe muligamba olusozi luno nti va wano genda wali kale luligenda, so singa tewali kigambo kye mutayinza.
Kyenkana era Katonda yabeera mu ffe.
Almost God is the one within us.
Kubanga ye kigambo.
For he is the word himself.
Gwe tuyinza okukkiriza.
Whom we can believe.
Nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Baruumi
10:17.
Faith
comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi singa oyo asobola okubeera mu ffe.
But if he can be within us,
tusobola okubeera ab'amaanyi.
We can be a powerful people.
Bayibuli n'etuukirira nti ali mu ffe w'amaanyi osinga oyo ali.
It comes to pass, greater is the one in us than the one in the world.
Era agamba nti singa mubadde n'okukkiriza okuli bwe
kuli. If you had faith like that,
wandiyagidde ensozi zonna ne zivaawo.
You have commanded all mountain shifts.
Era tewandibaddewo kibalema.
Nothing would have failed on you.
Twakitegeeza twolekedde okuba ntulaga Katonda mu ffe.
Means we headed to see God within us.
Kubanga yogera mu Yeremiya n'agamba.
We spoke in Jeremiah and he said,
ye Katonda w'abantu abalina omubiri teri kimulema.
A God of people with all flesh, nothing fails him.
Bwe kibanga naffe yali atugambye tusobola tuuka ku ddaali.
We told us we can reach that level.
Nti tewandibaddewo ekikola kyo.
Nothing will be impossible with us.
Ekitulema.
Nothing.
Ozi nga tosomanga bulungi Yeremiya.
Except you not read well Jeremiah 32.
Yeremiya esura ya 3:2 olunyiri 26.
Jeremiah 32:26.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Yeremiya nga kyogera nti, laba, nze ndi Mukama Katonda waabo bonna abalina omubiri. Waliwo ekigambo kyonna ekinnema?
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ye Katonda yagamba nga kigambo.
Said as the word.
Kubanga oyo kigambo gwe tukkiriza.
For that's the word whom we believe.
Tetali kimulema.
That nothing is impossible with him.
Naye yali agambye nti singa tumukkiriza.
But he had said if we believe him.
Naffe tewali kyanditulemye.
We too nothing would have been impossible with us.
Kitegeeza ye ow'amaanyi yandibadde ali mu ffe.
He the greater one would have been in us.
Naye bwe yalaba nga tetulina kukkiriza okwonanga kale.
But when he saw us without our faith he said
okay. Well,
now be there praying.
Era mwongere ne mukusiiba.
And move on more into fasting.
Musobole okugaziya okukkiriza
kwammwe. That you may broaden your faith. For the word of delaying praying so much, you may gather some few words of faith. The time you spend speaking, maybe ahead you would connect with the Holy Spirit. Now we told us, be there praying. By the times you even waste time, for one day he said that the day they saw this place is where they come to you. And they begin to pour their prayers to you, and that never brought salvation to them. The Holy Spirit went to report what they have prayed, have not understood it. He was to lead them to pray as your will is. But they bear me to lead them. They were moving up and down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if we had that faith, he reached and said, okay, now enter fasting and prayer. Even praying, we didn't know how it moves.
The
prayer of our father, we thought it's held as a norm, a totem. Our father in heaven, it's not like that. Our Father in heaven is explained very well. As other scriptures have no father on earth else,
he's
the Father of all spirits. All souls are his. He knew us before we were in a mother's womb. One word broadens in many other scriptures.
And
the children of the Most High, all those scriptures push us to the Father. But we are not going to study that prayer. We shall study it ahead. Maybe.
If
God gives us
the
chance to tithes and offerings, we can study that prayer. One word at a time. There is a man who puts it on his television.
The Lord is prayer.
The Sala ya Mukama.
I don't know.
Is it for the Lord or our prayer? Was God the one praying it? Or it's us? He taught it us to pray.
It's not
his prayer. We asked it from him to teach us.
We have
said a salaya for kuperi mukama,
or
which was taught us by God. That it's for God.
If
God is on the television praying, our Father in heaven.
And
what important is it for it to be put on television? This is not a religious thing. You know, the Catholics where they are praying, our Father in heaven. After you pray that, now you're finished fellowship, you go home.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But he told us prayer. He taught us how to fast. And he said, okay,
your
faith that I lead you always. For lifting your faith up,
good
things I've said down here. Praise Jesus. But time has left us. Let's read there, okay.
Isaiah.
Isaiah 58. Let's pass through quick.
Isaiah 58. Tanikileo. Isaiah 58. Linyosoka.
Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Yogerera waguru tota. Yimuse dobozi lyo ngekondere.
We are speaking of our mistakes.
Yes, we
have raised Jesus.
Instead
of raising faith, we
think
you had faith.
It
comes from hearing my word.
We
would have commanded the mountain to shift from one place to another, and it would go.
And
nothing would have failed on you. But because you have no faith, things that will not go except you pray and fast. Those are what we call the yokes.
But there
are scriptures
we're
supposed to believe to take away the yokes,
like
this fasting God commanded.
Move
in it, and it's of faith. It's of faith also. It's not of troubling your body.
Isaiah. Isaiah 58:1. Yogerera waguru tota, yimuse eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere, owulire abantu bange okusobya kwabwe, n'ennyumba ya Yakobo ebi byabwe. Naye banoonya bulijjo, era basanyuka okumanya amakubo gange, ng'eggwanga eryakolanga eby'obutuukirivu, ne bataleka kiragiro kya Katonda waabwe. Bansaba ebiragiro eby'obutuukirivu, basanyuka okusemberera Katonda. Lwaki ffe okusiiba bwe boogera?
Omuntukuvu n'amugamba sooka oleke.
The Holy Spirit told him, wait a little.
Basanyuka gw'obawa ebiragiro ng'eggwanga eryakolanga eby'obutuukirivu.
Give them commandments as the nation which did righteousness.
Lyakolanga naye terikyakola.
Used to do, but no more does righteousness.
Lyabuuzizza ekibuuzo.
And they asked the question.
Naye Mukama lwaki ffe okusiiba nga tufaako?
Lord, why do we fast and you don't mind us? And the Holy Spirit went to report that.
On
the world, all people are in fasting. And they asked, why do they fast and don't consider it? Now
they are
in the fasting of the Jezebel. It's what they tell God, why he's not laying his heart towards that.
Isaiah 58:3.
But you are in heaven, no one hears. The
Holy Spirit
took all the questions to God.
He
reached them to the Father, told him. He said they are fasting, you are not minding them. They are troubling their lives. They have looked disfigured.
They
ulcers and many other things. You don't hear them. Abuse God. Like 70 years we had, and God never minds them.
Yeah?
What happens, they say, maybe you gave up. You are big headed like the Vasoka in Uganda.
God
40 days
else.
People, when they are on the mountain, they get wild to God.
Even
a husband, a wife,
and
they refuse God to give them, and they climb a tree.
And
God, why did you put this on me and these ones? People end up abusing God. One day he came told us,
that
we tell him serving God is in vain.
I'm
going to Malachi 3. 13 to down.
And
he told us words were harsh towards us.
See,
in Malachi 3, from verse 6 to down.
But
our words reach to be harsh towards God.
And to see
trouble lives never minded us. You know, people who have fasted. People have fasted. Maybe you're here joking. Those who have gotten disfigured, they no more have any good look.
Demons
enter them, they move around like measles. Nothing like sanity in them. Those who fasted and they just drank a drop of water in them. I'm troubling the life, but you're not finding me.
Did
you trouble your life?
Masadaka, Lord, sacrifice. Why
did they ask you the sacrifice and I gave up my son?
For
when he speaks in Hebrews 10,
from
verse 5 to down,
sacrifices
and offerings never wanted them.
But I've
come in the scroll,
which
was written of
me, do what
you will is, O God.
Prepare
me a body to give up as an offering for sin.
God
will give you offerings.
God will
look at you when your body is finishing.
For we told him we've harshly
treated our bodies by
never. People at
the mountain top,
and they
sleep on the rocks, they're not eating.
They
have all finished, got malnourished.
Before
you get saved, you can see them and say, I'll never get
saved.
If salvation is like that to people,
people
he called to give rest.
They were
weary and
burdened. When God, they
reach in, they, he turns against them and he troubles them.
And he
adds burdens on them.
Something
very wrong. God doesn't do that to
us.
And it's not God.
Isaiah is Surayata no Munana.
Isaiah
58, verse 3. Nawe notolaba. Ruachi fe, okubonya abonya oblambwa fe. Nawe notochisa komoyo. Laba. Kurunaku urokusiba kwa mwe.
And
the father answered them.
Ukusiba kwa mwe.
In that is your fasting.
Laba, kurunaku urukusiba kwa mwe, kumulabile sanyo ya mwe. Nemili mucha mwe, jona, ngamukola na amanyi.
Okoro papa.
You work rushing.
Umanye chencho bo chitere
so wali chene sana. The supper, the lunch, the evening, the supper.
Ngabu ya tuga mu Zakaria
sule like usamu. Zakaria 7.
Watu vikunga ya tumaye tuvie
elia. When we gather them, we eat them ourselves.
Isaiah 58
verse 4.
Laba, musibira enyombo nokuwakana.
Remember
the person of Jezebel.
Kwa nyombo
is of peace.
Na kuwakana na kunyaga.
And quarrels and grabbing others' possessions.
Remember,
when they grabbed the vine of Naboth
after
killing him,
you
fasted many times others to die that you survive.
You fast for your
neighbors and you grab all their lands full fasting.
Yet you are
in the fasting of the devils.
Let me tell
you
one thing.
That fasting in 1 Kings
21.
In that time they thought it was for who?
Because
they fasted
and
they killed Naboth
and
they grabbed his vineyard.
Those
who were around said, God has given us.
But the
devil's one who had given them the finance.
And they
had killed a saint who had no case.
Born again to
go start a ministry.
People
begin to say, don't give them a place to rent their thieves.
They will pray
people for you till you've given up your land to them.
You
rent me a place
here.
And they get angered. If you're born again, let me come.
The
husband has refused, you go.
If they
have to fail you, they hike the price.
Born again
to prove you rich and get mad.
You
reach a village, you rent a
place. We
shall take the place.
And
the landlord says, what?
You
want to take
our land?
Everywhere you step, you will take the
land.
My rent, the place you've rented, you want to take it?
Born again,
you pray, please, not right. It get confused with people in the village. Praise Jesus. A born again rented the born again's place. When the rent failed, he began to pray, I bind the legs not to pass here today. As they prayed, the fellow born again was outside. And they began to chase them from the house.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's stop doing things not in righteousness. Things which are not in the believing of the word of God. You heard then the pastor so told you that. Let's read here, Isaiah.
Isaiah 58:4. Laba. Musibire nyombo nokuwakana nokukuba ekikonde ekyettima. Temusiba leero bwe mutyo. Nokuwuliza ne muwuliza eddoboozi lyammwe mu ggulu.
Told them don't fast again like that.
But what you mean nze munde.
They are those who they have prophesied, they say, leave me alone. This is my pillar of salvation.
I don't know where it's written for you.
That's one of the pillars of salvation.
So
Hebrews 6, the pillars of salvation, fasting is not there. Isaiah 58:5.
Okusiba kwe nalonda bwe kufanana bwe kutyo.
Choose a fasting like that. God this time when he speaks.
Kakati nsaba ichendo chimu.
I pray one thing.
Wona wotu de.
Everywhere you sit.
So kote kama robo zigaba sumbe
pali. Put voices of pastors aside.
Never father, never.
And the priests and the others.
Tuulirize katonda liru.
Hear God today speak.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
People speak, pastor told me. Is pastor your God?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Oh,
when did he become a pastor if he doesn't want us to read the Bible?
And
once you follow what he told you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We have asked you. The
question
I chose, is it like that? Let
him
explain it, O Lord. Read us there. You know, God, they are your people and they are hard-hearted.
Isaiah 58:5. Olunaku omuntu lwabonyabonyezaako obulamu bwe.
That's
what you call fasting.
And
your life, you're tormenting your own life. Now God says,
he
never sent you to torment your life like that. Let me tell you, are we not here speaking? But it's a big-headed one now hearing. Some tribes of people, besides say we segregate
nations,
but they teach us. Their acts teach us. When they enter the bus, their luggage is on their head and their child on their back. They don't rest it down.
The person, what calls them
rest,
put your luggage down.
The child put them from your back on the ground. They say, you will steal my luggage. They insist it on the head. Even the child on the back like that. Now
they
are going to steal what?
In
telling you the
gospel
to see the joy of salvation,
to begin
to say we are confusing you.
Those
people, what tribe? We push there, they read of it. What tribe is that? From the north. From the north of Uganda. You know them. You've seen them. Which tribe? Even the Bahima.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. They stop the bus. Stop. They take their luggage on their head. They have a child in the back. Sometimes they call them in their wombs also. They put them, tie them here. This is where they tie them here.
Here,
even the luggage up. They have stopped the bus. They
enter
like that with their luggage like that.
We are reducing your
burdens on the journey. You insist with them. You would have walked yourself. To directly reach you with your luggage on the head.
You tell them
the seats are removed. They were still in the boot. Okay,
put it on the seat.
Rest it down. No, I want it on the head.
Let's read here.
Time has left us.
Isaiah 58 verse 5. Olunaku omuntu lwabonyabonyezaako obulamu bwe, kwe kutamya omutwe ng'olulago n'okwalira ebibukutu n'evvu wansi we. Ekyo ky'onooyita okusiiba.
Okutamya
omutwe
ng'olulago
n'ovaayo ku buliri ne weebaka
wansi.
No, you
are
living in the floor.
As you go to sleep on the floor, you know what you tell yourself? I shouldn't sleep on the mattress. I want rugs. And God, this time, if you don't hear me, I know you will not be there.
Now, no matter what
he is and he will be.
If you know that
he's not there, it's upon you.
That's
they call a foolish speaking God is not there.
Even
though you say he's not there, he's there.
You're
seeking him in a wrong way.
And you
think
that
God will meander come in your wrong ways. You are on another way.
You're
not there. Did he tell you past that you meet him there?
Let's
take something in a simple way. We say it.
Let's meet
at Entebbe Road in Zan. And you hate Ginger Road. You begin to call me. I'm not seeing you. I am here at the junction.
The road
is a junction, but the road is different. We agreed on.
It means
you're
there.
You're not there, and you begin to speak. That is how you tell God. You came to a wrong wolf seeking him, and you tell him he's not there.
He
said, look in the book of the Lord and read.
About the more pansos.
Others you climb mountains.
I'm
seeking you. You call him a needle.
He
got lost on the mountain.
Oh,
he has a valley, he hid himself.
Oh,
he got lost in the fields where you seek him from.
You know,
in the fields, there is a conference of seeking God. Did he get lost within that field?
They don't
know how to seek God by the seeking. And you find them with much wiser king. We are in seeking the Lord. Where?
Mission
of seeking. For the mission of seeking God, we know it.
But
the one of seeking God appears how?
Now
we are seeking him.
Even
the songs, we sing them.
We are in your presence,
Jesus. We are in your presence.
We
have come to seek you. We are in your presence. We are in your presence, Lord. We're in your presence. You ask them, God has how many eyes? He's the big-eyed God. Even the eyes they came to, they don't know them. They read them Revelation 5:6. God has 7 eyes. Seven spirits and the... What is that? All of them have claimed they're in the presence of the Lord. Now a human being on this world, they have their own madness. And Ecclesiastes says that he saw all people mad. Such the madness in you never seen. When scriptures come, you may see that you had madness in you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Time has left us.
Isaiah 59:5.
He chose what kind of fasting.
You read someone, God has said, not the fasting I chose, and they go back and say, leave them alone, maybe they hate us.
You know, you hate other churches, you people, but the colleague who brought them here, you brought them here where they abuse their pastors and the other pastors and their gospels. Here we don't abuse any pastor. God is the one to abuse them, their foolishness. Don't you read here and hear? It's not the first thing I chose. You want to argue with your Creator. The Holy Spirit says in Isaiah 29:15-16, woe unto him who argue with his Creator. Leave, go ahead and argue with this. Don't permit trouble your life. You trouble our lives. We
are
going to believe what the Father tells us. We do that. You go on trouble in your life. When you fall in hell, in that fasting is upon you.
Did
you know God suffer with us there? Most people say that apostle does not mind the people. Now the problem you have is this. You've prepared poison to drink it yourself and you want us to mind you for that. There are people of stubbornness. Have you ever seen women who are tricky? They get angered a little. And
they
mix poison, put it on the table, they wait you for that. And they say, come, I tell you, I'm going to drink this poison. You slap her once. She's doing things not worthy.
But not threatening
that you're going to drink poison. Now you're the people.
You
fast in your evil and you want us to mind you.
Isaiah 58:6. Kuno sikwe kusiba kwe nalonda. Okusumu ula ebisiba ebyekyejo.
Yaga wana. Bidi ya binkwe vya alivire mede wonga vya chejo.
Pale and the of injustice to people. You untie them.
Adate, odiro muntu.
You get a person.
Aze, yeta gaja sikali na mituwaru kumye
jokora. You have, need only 100,000 to make a business.
Ota andiko gamba.
You begin to say.
Kusumu ule chikori kwa. Let's say. Ejogu tafuna sebe.
Of not getting money.
Of making a business. Ya gambi, kusumu ula, tono saba kusumu ula.
You lose it yourself. Don't pray for the chain to be
moved. Wate mituwaru kumye.
Get 100,000. And tell them
what
get
done.
Go begin a business.
Very simple.
And the person moves on. What is that? You know Jesus. He was able to
put
stomachs and we get satisfied. And we have faith.
Said,
how many breads do you have?
That
we have two loaves and three fish.
Let it be said,
bring we lift to God.
He will
send his angels to add us. It was like that.
He would have
said, let's pray for their stomachs. Lord, spare their food.
Their stomach.
And they are praying for their stomach. Get satisfied. Get satisfied.
Things,
and you have to act upon them immediately.
Let's pray for Uganda.
We will pray for what?
Don't
you get of money there? You know, church. The robbers
they
have stolen the tithes and offerings. But God has said, that's why he's saying now. Tithes and the offering. That my house may not lack food.
If you
there will be people in need.
He
doesn't need to be prayed for. Go to the treasure of God and keep them and they go to work.
Prepare
well to be a brethren. Don't leave
a
brethren be poor among your midis.
Deuteronomy
15.
But
there they push you to fasting. When they are buying long cars themselves.
No,
we shall buy cars and still we shall get them. And we've bought.
But
it will not cause us to get foolish. To begin on yours, you set free and we pray for them rather. We shall lose
them ourselves.
God will do what fails on us.
For
what is failed is of the Lord. What is possible is what is ours.
He,
God, bears our weakness. But doesn't bear whatever things we can handle. Now he said, you fast something there
for the fasting.
Give it something to eat. Give it to another. That yoke will be finished. That is the fasting God speaks of. That he chose.
Isaiah 58
verse 6.
Okufundukula emigwa ejechikoligo.
Omuntu bamusiba emirundi emeka.
Someone has been tied double.
Ebiri.
Double.
Ekisoka.
The first.
If
a man was seen another to propose to unmarry, but they have nothing like a job. Another. They have nowhere to sleep. Another. They have no money for introduction. This has been yoked
down.
They have been serving God, they are here. And we begin to say,
let's
pray for them for their wedding to be a success. Before we pray, we have to begin a work for them. We tell them rent. And we begin things of introduction. For they have been around ministering. And there is a child of God, they have come. They tell you money is not in the churches.
What are you going to be?
There are thieves out there.
The
prophets and priests most are corrupted. Thieves. After they say the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The love of God and the grace of the Lord Jesus and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. When he's in his own grace and fellowship, when he makes a wedding for you, rides you on a trailer truck, and you're like dogs of the village. Now he too made a wedding. Why was it he taken on a trailer truck? It's the good he chose for his others. Bible says, for yourself, wish it for others. Don't think of your own things alone, but of the others.
Now,
he on the trailer, he would have gone on a trailer truck.
But
the pastor loves us so much. He made the wedding for us.
I want to, people. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we are on the fire of the gospel. The word of God is the consuming fire unto all who have contentions. It's a rock, crushing rocks, people with hard hearts.
Isaiah 58:6.
Go to state, set free the oppressed.
The
devil hinders them to put on a suit.
That's an
we buy a suit.
It
doesn't need prayer for that.
If pastor
oppressed, you can set them free.
And
you have two suits, 3-4. That oppressed, that they can't clothe it. Give him one. What you have, give it first, that one suit from you. That's what he says. That is the first thing which he chose.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Maybe.
But because of time, we shall finish next Sunday.
This
we still have another service. God bless you. Just bring the praise and worship.